Director of the Program and the DG in the Department, Mr. Zulu, the Excellency, the UNDP Country Representative, Ms. Nardos Bekele Thomas, the Chief Executive of the Hish Stores, Mr. Alan Hish, representatives of the appliance industry who are present here this morning, our esteemed guests and members of the media, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. It is my pleasure to have this opportunity to address you today at the official activation of the mandatory energy labeling requirements. Last month at the University of Mpumalanga, we officially launched the National Energy Month campaign by giving a public lecture on energy efficiency practices. Governments throughout the world, mostly, face challenges with respect to sustainable development of their energy systems, especially on ensuring adequate supplies of energy in the long term to support economic development, as well as improving security of their energy supplies to reduce dependence on foreign energy sources and providing a healthy, unpolluted environment for their population, and also contributing to global climate change mitigation measures. I'm therefore very happy today to state that these challenges are also key elements that guide our country's energy mix, especially in the long-term electricity plan, which is going to be very evident when we release our energy integrated resource plan. Today marks the result of one of the collaborative efforts between government departments, state-owned entities, and the private sector in bringing additional solutions to reduce energy consumption, especially in light of the escalating electricity costs. Collaboration with the private and developmental finance institutions to develop public-private partnerships and other frameworks that will facilitate energy efficiency remains one of the measures that we should always prioritize the South Wales. This launch this morning serves as a very significant milestone in our country's efforts of realizing the achievement of the goal of putting in place mandatory energy efficiency standards and regulatory framework for the attainment of the total transformation of our country's domestic appliance market. I believe it is a step in the right direction that greatly advances our country's energy efficiency intentions and also reaffirms our government's firm commitment to promoting the nation and economy-wide energy efficiency practices as defined in our National Energy Efficiency Strategy that was adopted in 2005. And since the release of the strategy way back in 2005, our government began a consultative process with all stakeholders within the energy sector with the objective of developing concrete regulatory frameworks to ensure prioritization of energy efficiency practices across all sectors of the South African economy. In order to achieve these goals, our government took the responsibility of ensuring public education around energy efficiency, but more particularly the benefits thereof. The public education approach implemented over the years has of course led to behavioral change in many of our people in terms of understanding what is meant by being energy efficient. Esteemed guest, I must admit that this has not been an easy journey by all those involved in this very significant milestone. The SNL program was identified as one of the strategic interventions that are necessary to ensure a sustainable and significant energy consumption reduction within the residential sector. I must take this opportunity to give my sincerest of appreciation to the team comprised of officials from the Department of Energy, Trade and Industry, and government agencies such as the South African Bureau of Standards, the SABS, and the National Regulator for Compulsory Specification, the NRCS, supported technically by the Project Steering Committee, which also comprised of officials from ESCOM and South African Appliance Manufacturers Association. I would also like to take this opportunity to offer special words of appreciation on behalf of the South African government on the financial support from the Global Environmental Facility, the GEF, through the United Nations Development Programme, represented this morning by Her Excellency Bekele Thomas, until the end of the programme. Without you, it would have been very difficult to get where we are today. Programme Director, of course, I'm not oblivious to the challenges facing us as a government, including the SABS and the NRCS, both on the testing capacity and the administration and issuing of letters of authority. Quite a significant work has been done to date to bring the work of these two great institutions to the level expected, and we shall work tirelessly in consultation with all stakeholders to ensure that we address all teething problems affecting a speedy adoption and uptake of this initiative. I would also like to appeal for a greater participation by all stakeholders, in particular our industry partners. Your support to government will, amongst others, involve the supply of data to the Energy Department in order for us to assess the impact as well as the success of this program over a predetermined period. I also want to indicate that our Department of Energy has concluded a study looking into the next set of appliances to be included into the second phase of this standard and labeling program, as well as the potential to improve the current minimum energy efficiency performance specifications levels that is being applied on the appliances that are currently being covered by the program. Implementation of this phase will be undertaken with an open consultative process, taking into consideration all the lessons that we have learned in the first phase. Ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to urge for more compliance to the labeling requirements from industry as well as merchandisers. While we ensure compliance, let us also ensure that sales personnel on the shop floors also understand the compliance requirements and are able to read and articulate better the information on the labels for the benefit of all our customers. I'm also informed that in the year 2017, through this program, the department has developed an energy labeling guideline and a training manual, which we have subsequently unpacked through training sessions in Cape Town, Durban, and here in Joseph, to the retail floor managers and nominated staff with a view to educating them on the information detailed on that energy label. Program Director, also of significance today is the fact that as we are launching this appliance energy calculator, a mobile application, the APP, the app designed to assist retail sales staff and consumers to estimate the running cost of various appliances. This app also provides customers with the ability to compare the energy performance of one appliance to the other in order to inform their purchasing decision. This tool will be an addition to the appliance, which you can share with our Twitter account at SA_energy_label that is currently running as we speak, where Twitter followers are interacting and sharing that vital information on the appliance energy efficiency information, while at the same time creating public awareness. With this appliance energy calculator, we are very happy that all of us, appliance consumers in South Africa, will be able to make informed decisions before we procure appliances from any brand in our country. It is a very useful tool. Energy-efficient home appliances too can save us as South Africans significant amounts of money, since they account for up to 30% of your home energy use. I'd like to take this opportunity to also emphasize a few basic steps that all of us as consumers need to practice at our homes in order to save energy and money, especially now with the hike in fuel. Firstly, use energy efficient lamps. I saw some of them here in this high school today. Switch off lights and air conditioners when you leave the room. Switch off electronic equipment like TV, computers, DVD, VCD players, and music systems when not in use. Don't keep them on standby mode, even if Janet Jackson is playing. Close the door of the refrigerator after you remove items and make sure it is sealed properly. Reduce the temperature of your geyser to around 55 degrees Celsius to avoid adding too much cold water when you use it. Close the windows and doors when the heater or air conditioner is on. Boil only enough water for your immediate use, not a full pot or kettle, not that other pot. Do all your ironing at the same time. And check always your electricity meter at regular intervals and take note of your energy consumption patterns so that you can check if your municipality is not charging you. As they did in my house here in Johannesburg, I am quite. Ladies and gentlemen, as I conclude, I would like to end by reminding all of us that this year our country celebrates the centenary of the life of our nation's founding father, Nelson Mandela, under the theme "Be the Legacy." The celebration is a major milestone in the incredible story of Nelson Mandela and our nation's journey towards full democracy. The centenary celebrations extend across the continent and the globe as our icon Nelson Mandela, as well as another icon, Mama Albertina Sisulu, who are amongst the world's most revered sex statesmen and men and women. These two have left an indelible mark on our society, having laid that foundation for a united, non-racial, non-sexist, democratic, and prosperous South Africa. Their legacy lives on in our commitment to ensure a just and a fair society for all, including the rights and dignity and freedom of expression. With those few words, I say thank you very much for attending this launch this morning.
Give me 50% today. izinto zakho bazibambana.